So this is the second shir on anger and kas and sablanut and patience. Okay. So we just spoke about this zohar, which says when a person gets angry, he's as if his neshama, his teref neshama, he like takes away his neshama, his higher level neshama from him. He's left his nefesh, his basic soul. And there's ruach ra, an evil spirit, like so to speak, is shochet amidst into him. It's the lashon of the zohar, yeah? Right? That his neshama is swapped. Right? And he brings here, the Zohar brings, and it's as if he's serving Avodah Zarah. Because what's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is basically, I did it my way. I want to do what I want to do. My rotzen is the ikar rotzen. That's what anger is. Anger usually comes when there's a negation of your rotzen. And you don't want that rotzen to be negated. Savlanut is the ability to accept another rotzen, another will, either the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's also the will of other people. Someone wants to do this and you want to do that. Savlanut, and also the word savlanut, patience, comes from the word sabal, means to hold a weight on you. If you can hold a weight on you, you can be patient. Patience is not an easy thing. You want to do X, someone wants to do Y, or life comes in front of you as X, and you prefer Y. Right? Savanu is the ability to take on that which is against your will. And that's one of the hardest things to do. Wait till you get married. Right? I mean, we'll have roots a little bit as well, but, you know. Or kids. Your kid wants this, or wants that. There's many different returners in the house. If you have kids, and you have a wife, especially, you know, there's many permutations, right? You know, there's a three-body problem, right? It's unsolvable. You have a many-body problem, right? Many different returners. It's not solvable to somehow have your will weaving into those other wills. You have to give in. You have to negate your will. That's what sablanut is. The holding of this weight on you and the negation of yourself in front of those other wills. Now, what does it mean that anger... This is a zohar, but let's give it like a little bit more understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashgiach over us. That means he's influencing our lives. So we spoke about before, we spoke about pain, right? Everything that happens to us in our... in the world, everything. The Gemara says, what's the minimum of pain or isurim, bad things that happen to a person? If he puts his hand in his pocket and he pulls out money and the wrong change comes out, that's isurim. The Gemara is giving you the minimum part of tzar, kivyachol. I mean, everything you have hashkacha. But even if you put your hands in your pocket and the wrong change comes out, that's a form of pain. That means that's a form of yisurim. That means the Kodesh Baruch was involved in that, even how much change comes out of your pocket. Or like, you know, sometimes you're looking for something and you don't find it. Because you're scatterbrained. That's part of yisurim. You know how many times this happened to me that I put my cell phone down in a certain place and I have no clue where it is and then you're looking for it? I'm sure it happens to everyone, right? That's why they probably have, you know, find your iPhone. That's part of Isurim, right? Now, let's try and understand something here. If we believe, and we do, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of our lives, and that which is happening to us, even the smallest of things, certainly the biggest of things, and we don't like them, what are we doing? We're negating his will. He's speaking to us through this world. And those things that have happened to us is His communication to us. It might be things we don't like. And like I told you, any form of pain. Pain is in the world not to be accepting of it and not to be sober of it. Pain is in the world to tell you there's something wrong. Fix it. Fix yourself. So any way that Krish Baruch Hu is talking to us in this world means there's something, if we don't like it, there's something that needs changing. Negating that and saying, I don't like it, I don't want it, I'm angry about it, is negating God's will, is negating our connection with our Creator. The way we connect to our Creator is through our soul, through our higher level soul, all aspects of our soul, but certainly the higher levels of our soul. When I'm negating my relation with my Creator, and I'm saying, I don't want it, I don't want what He's telling me, I want something else, and I'm angry about it, I'm saying, I don't want that connection, I don't want that soul. That's what it means, Torif Nafsho Ba'apo. That means I'm not saying I don't want that connection. I'm not interested in what you're saying, I'm interested in what I want. I'm not interested in the relationship. It's the same thing with a wife. Your wife wants X, you have to give everything to your wife, right? Right? She wants to do X, Y, Z, or buy a Z, right? Right? I don't know what, right? Or she, you don't have to give everything. You have to listen. You have to hear. Sometimes she just wants to hear what she wants and to say, yeah, I would love to give it to you, but... Right?
Well, and that's a different...
If your leg pains or your tongue pains, there's something wrong with your tongue. That means you have to fix it, or your leg. Right? It could be it'll go away by itself, so it's a minor pain. But if the pain came again to you, you have to go somewhere, because they go to a doctor. So the Rambam says, just as there's a doctor for physical pain, there's a doctor for spiritual pain. It's called a rabbi. It's called a chacham. If you can't work it out by yourself, go to a chacham and ask him. You understand? Pain is there to tell us something's wrong, something needs fixing. Or, now I told you, the level we live on, physical pain, right, isn't there for that reason. First, physical pain means look after your body. Unless it's a physical pain that's associated with an emotional pain, like maybe a back pain. Emotional pain, it says something you're doing wrong. Mental pain, right, it could be a headache also. If you're stressed out or something, it means there's something bothering you. You have to fix it. Don't leave it. Like I said, back pains is this book. You know, that all back pains come from sort of stress or something like that. Work it out. Some physical pain can be based on emotional pain, or some psychological pains can cause even diseases. So those are things that you have to. There is something to fix here. Not the physical, you know, on the emotional side, and that means in terms of our behavior, in terms of our relationship with our Creator. On those levels, yeah, we have Hashgacha. On those levels, we are living. Kiviyachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are living on that level of Emunah. You with me? So, when I negate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm negating my connection. I'm Terif Nafsho Ba'apo. I'm saying, I don't want you in my world. Get out of my world. I don't want what you're doing to me. Now, certain things in life are harder than other things. Lahavdil, the person was a tremendous athlete. Yeah? And he was working up to the Olympics, you know, what's it called? The Olympic Games, right? And he's going to be this tremendous runner. And he got into a car crash, and he broke his limbs. He couldn't run. It could be he couldn't run for the Olympics. And the next Olympics, he's going to be too old, he's not going to do it. That itself is a tremendous pain. It could be he won't be able to run forever. That's even more of a pain and more of an anger. But something's being addressed to him. Something's being told to him. How does he look at it now? He can be an angry person, and anger causes depression. Mm-hmm. Anger causes, I can't live with this. I don't want this. And then you become miyush. You give up hope on your life. You don't want this life. Mm-hmm. And then that falls into depression. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to do with us? He's obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who ran this car accident, maybe speeding, I don't know what, but whatever the reason was, Avadna HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved here. What does he want to learn from this? So a person could take this on. He missed his own Olympics, so, or he'll train himself for the next Olympics and be even more ready, or he'll train other people, or he'll realize that spending your whole life chasing for this stupid game called the Olympics, that you can run faster than a horse, right, is not what life's about. And maybe there's something more important than spending your whole day running. And there's more content to life. I don't know. Maybe this guy who broke his legs forever, he'll decide also the similar idea, but he'll think something more. He'll think life's more about helping people. And now he'll use his charisma and his what he has to help people who are crippled. And instead of making Olympic Games, to make cripples Olympic Games. I'm sure someone did that with a cripple once. Or he'll show people who are the crippled how they can deal with life. His life is a completely different life. Because now his life, instead of becoming the best runner and all me, becomes giving to people and showing people how to live a full life even as a cripple. It's a completely different life. It's like a giving out of self. So you're asking two different questions. You're asking, what's the mechanism, right? That's your question. And what does Hashem want? We can't always work it out. Why can't we work it out? If Hashem's talking to us, he's talking to us, we can work it out. First of all, when you're involved in something, it's very hard for you to look outside of yourself and see yourself. That's why sometimes you speak to a friend, sometimes you speak to a rabbi, right? Or both. That's why the Mishnah says it's important for you to have a Rav, and it's important for you to have a good friend. To help you to work your life out. Those are not extras. Those are things a person should have. If you have a connection with someone, you should keep that connection. You should keep it going. You take the advice. You continue. You with me? So it's hard for us when we're in the pain to work out where that pain's coming from, or the reason for it, or what we're doing wrong. It's very hard for us. Sometimes we have to be sovel. We have to be accepting of it. We have to accept this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing. We don't know why. The stages. First, an acceptance of it. There's a pain. I know it's teaching me something. I don't want to what. And in our davening, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me understand why you're giving me this pain. What's the reason for it? Or maybe I brought it on myself. So I want to ask him for help me get out of this. Help me work myself out. Help me fix things. Clarify for me what I'm doing wrong. And then you think about it. And you maybe write down your feelings. You write down things. You spend time honestly thinking. Like if you have a business problem, you know, you analysts, right? They're investing millions of dollars. They spend one day on it to analyze. They have a whole team. They spend months, right?
That's generous.
Fuse of months, right?
It's generous.
Generous, okay. Hours, 20-hour days, for months to work out $1 million. Your life is more than $1 million. You need to work it out. That's what I'm, what am I living for? What am I doing? What are these pains? Everyone has these pains. Everyone has these things. No one really thinks about their past, right? But I guarantee you, if you were to work out the pains of your past, you will see that those pains brought you here. And the only reason those pains brought you here, because you thought those pains make you think about life, and you started thinking. Whereas most people who have those pains don't think. They try and run away from them. They try and alleviate them. They try and take painkillers. Right? Anger can always, being angry in the wrong way can also bring you. Because when you get angry in something and you lose hope and you get depressed and you get yourself to a lower state, then being in that lower state is very, very not nice. very, very uncomfortable, very not pleasant. It's a harder form of pain. Deepening the pain can also make you realize you're going the wrong way. But it's much better not to have that anger and that depression. It's much better to face it, to realize Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you, to work out where that pain's coming from, not to take a painkiller. You're allowed to take a painkiller if the pain is too much. You're allowed to push it to the side. You're allowed to regurgitate it. You're allowed to take your time over it. When you're analyzing a problem, you spend a long time on it when you're investing $1 million. When you're investing your life, you need to spend a lot of time thinking about it. Lots of things happen to us also. We meet people, we get angry, we do stupid things. And then, you know, like to me, I realized something today. I got angry with a guy. I really shouldn't have got angry with him. And then I realized I wasn't angry with him. I was angry about something else. And it made me realize, hey, what am I angry about? And I started thinking. So life around us is there for us to observe things. If you're a rabbi, it doesn't mean you don't have issues. Maybe you have more. Just kidding. That's why you can help other people. I always tell people to come in. What's it called? The only reason I can help you is because I have the same issue. The best teachers should be the best learners. Teaching says, lilmod, learn, ulelamed, and teach. Right? Teaching, at least in Torah, right? And I think also, you know, in other things as well. Teaching means teaching a person the process to learn. So if you enjoy learning, you're going to learn in front of a person and he's going to see how to learn. Learning isn't giving over a complete idea, you know, it's a finished picture. Teaching is painting the picture in front of the student and showing him how he makes those brush marks. The better you are at being a painter, the better you are at simplifying things. The best teachers, even the secular world, Feynman was a tremendous teacher. He could bring everything simply. He could explain everything simply. The teachers who can't do that don't really know this stuff so well. When you look at life, and this is part of our anger, when you look at life, there seems to be very many, many pieces that are non-related and don't make sense. And you can't piece them together and you can't make sense. Even Gemara's like that. You have this statement, this Gemara over there, this thing over there, this thing, this does the same thing, and then the Rashi's saying something. You have a lot of complicated bits you don't make sense of. And that's very frustrating. And you're using your brain and you're working it out, it doesn't work. It takes a big person to see all these disconnected pieces and come out with what's called a svara. What does a svara mean? A svara means something which unifies these fragmented pieces. And that svara now teaches you something. And usually a svara has to be something simple. It's the same in life. Learning Gemara and working out your life are the same thing. The process in learning Gemara is not like the process of working out math. It's not. It's a different process. It's not logical. It's Sfarah. Sfarah means it makes good sense. And the learning of it is by understanding the words itself. And in terms of life, it's understanding exactly what's happening to you in detail and using those details in your life to understand life. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu did something to you like this, the details of it is precisely where you can understand what it is. Same in Gemara. The words of that Tosfos, the words of that Rashi is going to tell you the Svara. And then when you have that Svara, that takes a lot of work. It's going to be something very simple. Someone who understands well will come up with a very simple idea, which will go through and bring together a lot of different parts. That we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, listen. Listen means understand. It means you come into the world, you're listening to your life, you're listening to the world around you, understand. Understand Yisrael. Its first level is understanding. You're listening. You have to be open and listening to what's happening in your life. Hashem Elokeinu. And we realize Hashem Elokeinu. This listing brings us to this reality of Hashem Rachamim Elokeinu Din. There's a connection with our Creator. He's Elokeinu. He's our God. There's a relationship. That listening in your life should bring you to that understanding. Hashem Echad means everything in this world is His will. There's one reason for everything, to come close to Him. How all these things bring us close to Him? So long as we realize that that's the purpose of our lives, and that's the purpose of every aspect of our reality, that's the underlying part, and it has to be simple. Just as His will is poshut, is simple, so too the understanding of His will is simple. When a person gets to that level of Hashem Echad, everything is simple. The better our understanding, the simpler the understanding has to be. And since everything in this world is an emanation of His will, everything in this world has to have a simple understanding. Has to bring us to that will. That's why physicists don't even realize this. But they're looking for unified field theory, i.e. a simple understanding of the world. They even see Gelman's book. He's Jewish, right? Quarks, right? I think from Tel Aviv. Now he's in Stanford, Feynman Jewish. They're all looking for unification. Why does there have to be unification? Why can't there be many forces in the world? There's wind, there's sun, there's moon. Well, just in the nuclear, there can be many forces. Disrelated. Why not? Why do they have to be all combined and come? Why a string has to, you know, how you look at the geometry of a string has to explain all the forces of nature. That's what they're working on. Why? Why does it have to be something more simple? Why? Maybe it's disparity in the world. They don't realize. If Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world came from one rotzen. That's why it has to be that way. They don't realize they're actually religious physicists. You're a religious physicist if you're looking for unification of the world, which every physicist is looking for. And that's the reason. Two questions have been asked here. Let's do with your question first. Question is, if you everything that does happen to you is God's will, then another person has free will. His free will, if he has free will, he can, so to speak, do something that God doesn't want. He's free. Free means he can choose something. Right? So there's a machlokas by Yetzirah Mitzrayim. How can the Egyptians be punished for what they did to the Jewish people? Their free will. So they can be punished. But Kodesh Baruch Hu planned on us going to Egypt and getting whatever we got. We deserved it. So why should they be punished? There's two answers. Or this person didn't have to do it. And since this person did it, that was his free will. It had to be done to this person. He had to be punched. He had to be hurt. Reuben could do it. Shimon could do it. Right? Jonathan could do it, the dog could do it, right? Why did Reuven do it? It had to happen to this person, but Reuven chose to do it. For him choosing to do it, he gets punished. He made that free will choice. It had to happen to you because of the punishment that you deserved. You deserved to get that pain, but it didn't have to happen from Reuven. Reuven could have made a choice, it might not have worked. You might not have got the pain. Reuven might have raised his hand on you and you just moved up. Kodesh Baruch Hu made you fall and Reuven didn't hit you. Right? But the punishment you get from Reuven, right, is because you deserved it.
But not from Reuven.
Not from Reuven. You deserved it. It could have been a dog, it could have been Reuven, it could have been anyone. That's the one answer. Another answer is that you're right. This Reuven should have hit you. He chose to hit you. But the pain and the way he did it, he had the free will of how much to hit. It means he can inflict more pain than you deserve. That's his free will. That's a machlokas rishoni. Now, that still requires understanding, however which way we go. Right? That means intrinsically you have certain zone. Even the heart of pain, you did deserve. Just you didn't deserve it now. He's going to pay you for X, Y, and Z. You should have only got pain for X. Right? And for X, you should have got level A pain. You got level C pain. Because you got Y and Z as well. But you didn't have to get Y and Z now. But you just, you know, while we're at it, you're going to get the whole works. That's why at a time of sakana, time of danger, you don't do dangerous things. Because if you're given, if there's rishus to be pained or to be hurt, you might get a lot more pain for all the other things as well. You understand? That. Let's take something. Something we don't like happened to us. Someone hurt you, or you acted in a strange way and you feel hurt from your actions. You have some emotional pain. Right? So now, you're feeling down, right? Anyone comes up to you a little bit aggressive, or you're a little bit like, you know, like annoyed with them, you're not the normal way. So now, just being around people is not good for you, because you're just gonna make more problems for yourself. So what do you do, right? So, very simple thing. You keep away. When you're in a bad mood, you keep away. Sometimes you can't, sometimes you have to go to work. And sometimes the boss is like, so annoying. Generally speaking, if this didn't happen, you could be sober with him. But today, after what happened to you at home with mom and dad, forget it. He tells you today, you're just going to give it to him. And you're going to put all he did for you the last few months. And that's going to be really bad. So what should you do? Avoid him. So first thing is, when you're annoyed, keep yourself away from sensitive situations. Get yourself thinking. If you can't pick yourself up, first thing, do chesed. If you still can't pick yourself up, eat something tasty. Serious.
Like a sufganiya.
Yeah, sufganiya. Yeah. Whatever you want. Kasefe, right? Whatever you want. Then what do you do? Right? You have to realize that you're human. You have to realize you're going to make mistakes. You're an emotional person. Right? We all have these emotions. There are all these sort of things that tick us off, right? There are a lot of things like that. Be accepting of yourself. Don't bash yourself. Realize this comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't know why. You don't understand. You prefer to be different. You know it's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. What's Hashem Elokeinu? Now I want to relate to it. I want to think, you are my personal God. What personally does this mean for me? What does it mean I have to change, what I have to do? If I can't work out, right, then I have to have a belief that Hashem is God. I have to have a belief that it is to bring me closer to you. And then I have to think and work and daven and maybe speak to a friend, maybe speak to a rabbi, or both, and try and work out what's wrong. What am I doing that brings this on me? And sometimes a rabbi might not know. There's no Nevi'im nowadays. We might not know. We might just say, don't worry, just go through life, things happen to a person, Kodesh Baruch Hu's testing you, and there are tests. The tests are there to bring out the best in you. That means with this baggage, with knowing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is testing you, Avraham Avinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Avraham Avinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says he's going to give him bracha. He's midas chesed. Get out of your land, all the people you know, all these friends, all these people that you influence, you change the world where you were. They were avowed day of Adazara. You stood against Nimrod. You changed these people. If you were around, you'd have, you know, you'd have defeated. You'd have defeated the Avodah. Now go and show Kadosh Baruch Hu to all the places in the world. Leave your family, leave your hometown, leave everything. That's a big sum. Now, you're leaving. What happens to you now? Sarah, your beautiful wife, who you love dearly, Paro takes her. You don't know. Men, you're in threat of life and death. Now, you told you're going to have children. No children. Your wife gives you someone else. Hagar. You have a child. He goes off the derech. Yeah. Big time. There's a big tzar from Avram. There's a midrash. You used to go all the time to see what's happening with Yishmael. Yishmael was off the derech. The first of the derech child. Chesed, his midas of chesed. He daven, lu yichyeh. He should live. Be'yir atechen, your fear of you. It's a tzar. What do you think? A person such a big baal chesed, he's bringing the whole world towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. His child's off the derech. Now he finally has a child. Shechtim. I was fighting my whole life against Avodah Zarah, against Molech. Do you give your child for Avodah Zarah? That's what you're telling me now, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes and does it. And then he does it. And because of the Akedah, what happens?
Sarah
dies. Because he did the Akedah, Sarah dies. What a life. What a hard life. That's a test. Those tests of Avram, those levels, those 10 nisyonot that every Jew has. Every Jew comes to this world with tests. Our forefathers, and the tests are there to bring us to a higher level of completion. 10 tests. 10 represents completion. 10 spheres, whatever you want to say. We're here. We're given exactly those tests that will complete us. And even if you don't understand them, this is, try and understand it. Akedas Yitzchak made no sense to Avraham. Made no sense. Having a child off the derech makes no sense to a person who brought everyone back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Makes no sense. And he had to live with it. And to work on it. Had to be accepting of it. To the extent that Chazal were annoyed with Avram. Voy! On the bracha that Avram gave to Yishmael. All our tzaras we have today is because of that bracha of Avram. That he would live be Yir Atecha. Because he isn't. It's Yir Achitzoni. It's not proper Yira, but Avraham davened for it. So he was given part of it. That's where he has dominion in Eretz Yisrael. You're not necessarily going to understand everything, but you have to know, ultimately, that whatever's happening to you is there to build you, there to complete you. And that's Hashem Echad. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we, even after all the thinking, we don't know, but we're not getting angry because we know this is a test that could have boggled and taken. Only it could be many years later that you'll understand what you did and what you went through those previous years built you and brought you here. How many of you guys can say that 5 years ago when you started this derech or whatever time it was, that what happened to you then was good for you? It was terrible. But you're now thinking about it brought you here. You're one of 0.01% of the world who's thinking about life. Probably even less. Do you understand? Why do those things happen to you to make you live a proper life? But at the time, it didn't make that sense.
Yeah.
Only later, years later, you worked it out. That's life. You have to be accepting. You're not going to fully understand something. But you know, Hashem Echad, you know. The purpose of this is to connect with the Creator. That's the purpose of it all. And ultimately, even when you don't understand, and you're not necessarily going to have it, like you said, there's going to be a lot of things which are confusing because you're involved with yourself. They're not going to open your mind to understand things. And forget Abraham. We go through Yitzchak, we go through Yaakov, we go through all the Shvatim. They never had an easy life. Life's not about having an easy... Life is not drinking a smoothie in the Hawaiians. It's not that. We live in order to grow. Growth requires pain. Just as when you're running, if you want to get to the next stage of running, it pains a little bit. If you want to lift up the next kilo or whatever you do, I've never done it, I'm sure it pains. I'm sure that, you know. Right? That's life. You're given those extra kilos in your life because you can handle them and it's going to make you grow. And what are those pains for? Ultimately, to clean you. You'll be the vessel to receive His will and to connect with Him. That's the purpose of life. We're not here for the smoothie. I want to tell you something. Even most America, when they understand that we're not here for the smoothie, if I were to take the guy who's working and I tell him, you know what? I'm going to put you on a desert island, right? Whatever you want. Just drink smoothies and look at the Caribbean or wherever it is, right? They'd be bored out of their minds. After 1 month, right? If you took a person, you put him to do whatever he wanted, to have all the hanas, he'd get bored after a while. It's uninteresting. How many things can you eat and drink? Even in America, there has to be times that you don't do it. Take the most delicious food and have it for a whole day. Have a few hours, you'll be, you know, a few days even. You're going to get fed up of it. The only thing people aren't fed up of is when you're working to change or to help other people, to give. And that requires work. And that, you feel good about yourself, but you're building inside. You understand?
Yeah.
Anger is not a bad midah completely. In war, you need to get angry. It says, Yagiz Adam Yetzer Tova Yetzer Ra. You get angry with yourself, you're coming to do an avera, get angry at yourself. How can I do that? Right? Also, there's another forms of anger. Anger is not a bad thing. Like every midah has its place. That's why it's called a midah. Midah means measure. In its proper measure, it's a good thing. In its improper measure, it's bad. Every midah has its measure. When all your midahs come out in a proper measure, that's called mitkala. That's called in the right weight. That's a complete person. Anger is when we look at ourselves and we're interested in what I want, my will. My way, as we said in the beginning. That's why it's right. Avodah Zarah. Because it's... I don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I only see me.
Even in the right proportions, it's...
No. Me is anger.
But war is not.
No, war is me, I don't want to die. That's everyone can allow to have that. You have to be me when it comes to life and death. You understand?